Want to follow along with today's sermon? Now you can. Download the YouVersion Bible app, click events, and search for Crossroads Church. This app is complete with scripture, points, notes, and next steps that go along with today's sermon. No more rewinding to find the verse or point. Everything is now in the palm of your hand. Thanks for listening. Here's the message.
Welcome to the 11 o'clock service. To those of you that might be visiting for the first time, we say welcome to Crossroads. This is a place that you can call home. This is a place that everyone can belong. No perfect people allowed. We all have a past. We've all made mistakes. But everyone is welcome at Crossroads. So welcome. I want to say welcome to our online viewers. We have over 5 states that are viewing us online. We're trying to build our online community, and we have another country, someone from another country that's watching us right now as we speak. So, hello. Today is Vision Sunday. We're going to be talking about our vision, our mission, what we're here for, where we are, but more importantly, where we're going. We celebrate the miracles and the milestones of the past 3 years. Looking back is humbling yet amazing, but looking forward is even better. God has done some great things at Crossroads, and God is doing some miraculous things through Crossroads day after day. But what God will do at Crossroads and through Crossroads in the next 5 years will blow our minds. Over the past 3 years, we've seen major growth. We've went through major renovations. We've added connect groups. We've seen hundreds of salvations. We've baptized hundreds of people. We've seen many marriages restored. Many addicts set free. Many souls have been saved, church, and that's something to celebrate. See, that's greater than any touchdown, guys. That's greater than any slam dunk. And that's greater than the Cubs hitting a grand slam tonight in the World Series. Because this isn't a game, this is real life. This is lives being rescued and restored. Hurting people being healed. Prodigal sons and daughters coming home. People finding Christ, discovering their purpose in life. And broken lives being put back together piece by piece. We celebrate all of this, but we eagerly anticipate what God will do in the days ahead. We celebrate the souls that will be saved. We celebrate the lives that will be restored and rescued in the days ahead. I said we celebrate. The 9 o'clock service was more alive. I told them, and I know this is going to get out. We know who our early risers are, and we know who our lazy people are. That's all right. We're not all morning people, are we? That's okay. The title of today's sermon is Mission Possible. Everyone say Mission Possible. But more than a sermon, this is a new season we're stepping in. We're stepping into a harvest season at Crossroads. Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 35, open up your eyes. The fields are ripe for harvest. And through this sermon, I want to open up your eyes. I want to cast this vision into your hearts and into your hands. But listen, you're not catching just empty words. This is packed full of faith. This is audacious faith. This vision is from the heart of God for our city. See, God's plan And God's vision is for us to take this city. God wants us to wake this city, church. God wants us to take this city. The vision flows from the heart of God through my mouth into your hands. See, vision is caught, not taught. You have to catch the vision. I can't teach it to you. But in order to fulfill His vision of taking this city, we have to carry out our mission. And our mission will always be connected to the Great Commission. Matthew 28:19, Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Making disciples, reaching and rescuing the lost one by one. Taking a city. That's what we're called to do. But let's get real. It's going to take a whole lot of faith to take this city. A whole lot of audacious faith. Can you catch the vision, church? I said, can you catch the vision? I'm about to throw it. Let's see if you can catch. Let's play catch. Can we catch the vision, church? I said, can you catch it, Joseph? Can you catch the vision? Oh, don't make that symbolic of my sermon, bro. Can we make disciples? Can we reach the lost? Can we rescue the broken, the bound, the addicted? There you go. Can we catch the vision? That was better than Friday night's football game. I don't look as good as the cheerleaders, but I'm just going to stop there. Point number one. Write this down. Through His vision, the mission is possible. Through His vision, the mission is possible. I want to start in Exodus chapter 3. So if you have your Bibles, let's go to Exodus chapter 3. This is where God was speaking to Moses through the burning bush. This was when God shared the vision with Moses. He said, Moses, go rescue my people. Three little words. Rescue my people. Sounds a lot like God's vision for us, right? Crossroads. Rescue my people by taking the city. See, the vision comes from God. But the mission is fulfilled through us as the church. Let me say that again. The vision comes from God. But the vision is carried out by you. Sir. Ma'am. Teenagers. It's up to us to carry out the mission. See if you can visualize this. God shares the vision with Moses. It's a lot like football. Let me give you a quick football lesson. In the great game of football, the coach calls the plays from the sidelines. And he voices the plays to the QB, and the QB, the quarterback, then relays the play to the team. And then the team goes and executes the play. But they don't stay in the huddle the rest of the game. Come on, see if you can get that. I said they don't just stay huddled up the rest of the game. They go and execute the play. They break the huddle and they go. They line up in formation. The ball is hiked. The QB steps back into the pocket. When the time is right, he releases the ball. He casts the vision. And if the play is executed correctly, the ball is caught and brought into the end zone for a touchdown. Everyone say touchdown. See, this is a great game of Christianity, church. God calls the plays from the sidelines. or from the skylines. And he voices the plays to the QB or the pastor. And then the pastor relays the vision, like what we're doing right now in this moment. And then the church goes out and executes the play at home, at work, school, in the world. They go. So we don't just stay huddled up. We say amen and we go. We have to go. And if the play is executed correctly, the ball is caught and it's brought into the end zone. And we got a touchdown. Salvations. Come on, get a hold of that. If the play is executed correctly by the church, we have salvations. Life's being rescued, restored, put back together piece by piece, Deb. In a city being reached and impacted by the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go to Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And at this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Everyone hide your face. Verse 7. And the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. Let's just put our city in there. I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Council Bluffs, in Carter Lake, in Omaha, in Glenwood, in Crescent, Underwood, wherever you live. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers. Let's just replace that slave drivers with sin, with their pain, with their brokenness, with their addictions, with their broke marriage, with their hurt. And I am concerned about their suffering. See, this passage sounds a lot like Council Bluffs, doesn't it? This passage sounds a lot like our cities, doesn't it? We don't have to look far to find misery, do we? You don't have to look far to see suffering. We understand the great need of our cities, right? God said, I see the misery of my people. In church, we have to understand, just like God said, these are my people, these are our people. This is our city. This is our mission. We have to take ownership. This is our mission, not someone else's mission. This is our mission field, not someone else's mission field. Our people, our mission. Our city, our mission field. It's time to take ownership. It's your brother. It's your mom. It's your neighbor. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a best friend. Maybe it's someone you're dating. These are my people. See, far too many people, too many churches, too many Christians look at Council Bluffs and Carter Lake and the surrounding cities and say, mission impossible. But at Crossroads, we look at Council Bluffs with a whole new set of eyes. And we say, mission possible. Mission possible. We will take this city. We will reach these people. We will impact the city of Council Bluffs through the name of Christ. As far as we're concerned, we're standing on the greatest mission field in the world. You know the statistics. 90% of Council Bluffs is unchurched. That means only 10% are sitting in a church this morning. It's the greatest mission field. What are we doing? Let's go get them. God is saying, church, it's time to rescue my people. We don't just come to church and huddle up and say, amen, brother, I love it. Great songs, great sermon. And go home and ignore our neighbors who are dying and going to hell. Can that hit home for somebody? Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your dad. If they were to, God forbid, where would they spend eternity? Come on, think about it. What are you doing about it? We got to take ownership of the gospel. It's our mission. Our people. Our city, our mission field. There's nothing worse for me than seeing a garden unharvested, because I love fruits and I love vegetables. Just seeing them left on the vine to rot. I just want to knock on their door. What are you doing? And I can see Jesus looking over Council Bluffs, Carter Lakes, our cities, and knocking on the doors of the churches and saying, what are you doing, church? These are my people. Go harvest them. Go rescue them. We got to do our part. See, our city is full of people that are waiting to be rescued. And Jesus said earlier, the ground is fertile. The fields are ripe for harvest. The people are waiting to be rescued. The lost are waiting to be found. The broken people are waiting for us to help them put their lives back together piece by piece through the name of Christ. That's what we're here for. Our city is full of people that are waiting to be rescued. Rescued from their pain, their addictions, their brokenness, their sin, their messed up, jacked up lives. And you know who I'm talking about. It might be some of us sitting in church today. But you're in the right place, brother. Because God will put you back together piece by piece. And this is a church that will not stand in judgment over you. We'll assist you. We'll pick you up when you're down. We'll help you up. We won't kick you when you're down. We won't judge you. We won't kick you out of the church when you make a mistake. Verse 8. So I've come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out. See, God brings us out to bring us in. I said, God wants to bring you out to bring you in. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 23, the Bible says God brought them out of Egypt to bring them into the promised land. Point number two. Through His vision, the promise is fulfilled. Through His vision, His promise is fulfilled. See, He brought them out to bring them in to the promise. See, God's plan has always been to bring us out of our sin, to bring us into His righteousness. To bring us out of death, to bring us into life. Out of darkness, into light. Out of rebellion, into fellowship. Out of oppression, into authority. Out of bondage, into freedom, church. Come on, He brought us out. What did He bring you out of? Or what do you need to be brought out of this morning? Maybe you're here and you're at a place that you need to be brought out of so that God can bring you into His place of grace. Verse 10. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Point number three, through His vision, purpose is discovered. See, God established His purpose for Moses in this verse. And Jesus has established the purpose for the church in the Great Commission. Mark 16:15, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's our purpose. That's our mission. But see, God doesn't give us purpose just to sit on. God gives us purpose to go on. This is our purpose, to go. God said, Moses, here's your purpose, bro. Now get out the door. And go! What are you waiting on? And Jesus is saying the same thing to the church. Don't just come to church. Be the church. Become the church. Take the church to the streets. Don't just go to church. Be the church. But see, too many Christians and too many churches have been lulled asleep by the old nursery rhyme. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open up the doors and see all the people. Or if you have a bad pastor, it might sound something like this. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open up the doors. Whoa, where's all the people? But see, our purpose isn't just to gather. Yeah, we're called to gather, but then we're called to say amen and go. Execute the play. Go out into the highways and the byways and to compel them to come in, the Bible says. To bring them to Christ. To introduce them to Jesus. Here's a new rhyme, and let me bust it. Man, the 9 o'clock was so much better. I'll get y'all pumped up in a minute. Here's a rhyme, and let me bust it. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open up the doors and go get all the people. See, Crossroads has wheels. We're a mobile church, and that's how we roll. We go. We go to the streets. We go to Main Street. We go to Broadway. We go to 16th Street. We go to 13th Street. We go to the prisons. We go to the hospitals. We go to Omaha. We go to Carter Lake. We go to Glenwood. We go to Crescent. We go to all the surrounding cities because God said, go. Rescue my people. Go get them. So we go. And we're coming. And I'm looking at the camera to a city near you. Look out. See, God said, Moses, go get my people. Go rescue my people. And God is saying the same thing to the church. Go get my people. Go rescue them. We can't just sit here and wait for the lost to come and find us. Did you hear me, Christian? We can't just sit here and wait for the lost to come stumbling into the church. No, we have to go find them because they're lost. So go. And let us go. God is calling us as a church to go after the unchurched. To people that don't know Christ. People that are broken. People that need to be ministered to. That need to be rescued. And God wants us to bring all prodigal sons and daughters back home. But see, in order to reach people that no one else is reaching, the unchurched, the prodigals, we have to do what no one else is doing. We have to go. And that might mean you might get uncomfortable having to go where they are to rescue them. But so what? Let's go get them. Let's go rescue them. Let's go minister to a broken city in need of Christ. Let's do what we're called to do. Be the church, not just going to church. And someone should have said, amen. Thank you. That's a little late. So God said, go. This has to be a place of grace, always, with no judgment. We have to rescue the broken without judgment, the messed up without judgment. We have to call the prodigal sons and daughters home without judgment. This isn't a museum for saints. This is a hospital for sinners, for the broken, for the messed up. The bound, the addicted. And we're going to call all prodigals back home. Bring them back to Christ. But going after the unchurched takes a risk. A risk of our reputation. other churches are going to be talking. They hang out with sinners. Isn't that what they said about Jesus? We can be made fun of, students, at school, ridiculed, talked about. But let me say this. Their lives are worth the risk. Take the risk. Have the conversations. Bring up the name of Jesus at home, at school, to your neighbors. Do you know Jesus, bro? Well, He knows you. In fact, He gave His life so that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He died for you. Do you want to meet Him? Have the conversations. Bring up the name of Jesus. You reach them, and we'll teach them. You reach them out there, and we'll teach them in here. We have nothing to lose, but they have everything to gain. New life. Life's being put back together and restored. Let's go to verse 12. And God said, I will be with you. Point number 4, through His vision, His presence is revealed. God said, my presence will be with you, sir. That should be all we need to know. That should be all we need to hear. God is with us. See, our purpose and His presence go hand in hand. Without His presence, we cannot fulfill our purpose in life. So if this vision is from God, God has to be involved to make it happen. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than these four walls. It's big because it comes from God. In verse 14, God said, tell them, I am sent you. And from the phrase I am, we get the Hebrew word Yahweh. And the name Yahweh reflects the promise that God's constant presence will always be with us wherever we go. Isn't that a good promise to hold on to? God said, tell them, I am sent you. And that's what He's telling the church today. Tell Council Bluffs, I am sent me. Tell Carter Lake, I am sent me. Verse 19, but I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. So I will stretch out my hand and strike the Egyptians with all the wonders that I will perform among them. And after that, He will let you go. Point number 5, through His vision, His power is demonstrated. Through His vision, His power is demonstrated. It's going to take a move of God to take our city. But a move of God is based on our faith. See, our faith is the activator that will set a move of God into motion. Your faith, my faith, our faith will move the heart of God. And we can take this city. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible for us to fulfill our purpose. Without faith, it's impossible to take this city. But Jesus said in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, if you have faith, all things are possible. So you know what that tells me, church? Mission possible. We can take this city. Jesus said, if you have faith, you can do it. Our faith is the activator to His power. See, I said your faith will activate God's power. It's like an elevator. Faith is stepping on. Faith is stepping on and pushing the button. And I'm asking you as a church to have the faith to step on the elevator. I'm asking you to have the faith to push the button so that we can activate God's power and go up. See, we can sit outside the elevator all day long and watch it go up. But if we don't get on, we're not going up. If we don't have the faith to step in, we'll miss the opportunity to go up. And that was good. Come on. I know what some of you rebellious thinkers are saying in your minds. I'll take the stairs, bro.
Will you take the stairs?
You can, but you'll miss the power that will take you to a higher place. See, taking the stairs is through my power. And I don't want to just go where my power will take me. I don't want to just go where my legs, my talents, my abilities will take me. I want to go where I can't go. I want to go where the power of God will take me far beyond my wildest dreams, plans, or imaginations. That's where I want to go. So I'm going to jump on the elevator. Forget the stairs, man. Let's take the elevator. Let's get on. See, God will throw visions and missions at us that intimidate us, that scare us out of our minds, where we feel like there's no ground under our feet, like Peter when he stepped out onto the water, like Abraham when he stepped into the unknown. But see, God's visions aren't to intimidate us, they're to inspire us. Moses said in verse 14, Suppose, God, this doesn't really go down the way you say it will. But see, anytime we add a suppose or a but to the promise of God, we give room for doubt. But faith will turn your suppose into I know. I said, faith will turn your suppose into I know. I know I can do this because God said I can. I know we will take this city, Crossroads, because God said we will. We will because God said. Faith will turn your promise or your suppose into I know. In verse 10, God speaks in future tense. He says, you will bring my people out. But in verse 12, God speaks in past tense. He says, when you have brought my people out. So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We have to approach the promise by faith. It takes faith to possess the promise. And I cringe thinking about the many times that I've acted like Moses and said, suppose, God. Suppose this doesn't really go down like your word says it will, God. Suppose we lose in the end, God. Suppose I'm not really called to be a pastor, God. Suppose we really won't take this city, God. But that's doubt. That's doubt. We have to approach the promise by faith. By faith. By faith. I'm warned the opportunities that I've missed, that I've walked away from, because I lack the faith to possess the promise. Is there anyone here with me? See, Moses said mission impossible. I know we've been talking about our vision and our mission as a church, but what about your everyday mission? Are you looking at your situation this morning and saying mission impossible? Do you feel like your battle is impossible to win? Do you feel like the test is impossible to pass? Is your fear greater than your faith this morning? I'm asking you to approach your battle, your fear, your situation, your mountain, your marriage, your broke life by faith. And turn your fear into faith. In fact, turn your fear in and receive faith. Let go of it. And let God turn your suppose into I know. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, the Bible says, thanks be to God who gives us victory through Christ Jesus. So that's something you can stand on. Whatever you're facing this morning, the Bible says that you have the victory through Christ Jesus. No matter what the world says, no matter what the doctor says, no matter what anyone else says, the Bible, God's holy word says we have the victory. But faith takes a risk. How many of you have ever been asked to step out by faith from the Almighty? See, Peter risked drowning on the open sea. David risked his life by facing Goliath. Abraham took a risk by stepping into the unknown. Honey the circle maker took a risk of his reputation. But he took it. Me and my family took a risk by moving from Texas to Iowa. We left a great church, a great youth ministry, a great place to live, to raise a family. Did I mention great weather year-round? No jackets, no snow boots, no plowing my driveway three times in a week. No winter! We had to bring in fake snow around Christmas time. Seriously. We took a risk. Great friends. Great life. But we stepped out by faith into the unknown. See, looking back in hindsight, it's an easy decision. Yeah, this is where God's called us. This is where we're going. But in the moment, it was a risk. It was risky. I didn't say risque. It was a risk. I don't know where that came from. Isaac took a risk last year when he left a company of 15 years with full benefits to come to Crossroads with no benefits. For the moment, he will have benefits in the near future, and that's a promise. Isaac and Maria left the position serving at a church faithfully, a great church, an awesome church that has three services this morning. But they stepped out by faith and left that to come to Crossroads. This week, Isaac asked his family to take a risk by moving from the only home they've ever known of 15 years and moving from Omaha to Council Bluffs. They took a risk. Yep, come on. But they took that risk by faith. We took a risk today by adding a second service. By the way, we had 105 people in the first service. But God showed us long ago the vision behind this. And He showed us that within time, the 9 o'clock and the 11 o'clock will be packed out, full capacity. So that we have to add a third service, 12:30, here we come. And then in the days ahead, out in a second location. And by the way, it's most likely Carter Lake. That's what God has laid on our hearts. It will come to pass in the days ahead. By faith, we possess the promise. By faith, we step into the promise. It's all by faith. It's scary at times. But I believe God is saying to Crossroads, and He's saying to each and every one of us, if we will take the risk, we will take the city. See, risk takers are history makers. And if we'll take the risk that God is wanting us to make, we'll take the city that we're wanting to take. Let me say that again. I think I messed that up. I said, if we'll take the risk that God is wanting us to make, we'll take the city. Or God will give us the city that we're wanting to take. There we go. But we got to take the risk by faith. Point number six. Through His vision comes His provision. His will, His bill, right? Come on. If it's His vision, it's His provision, right? God will provide, right? But how does God provide, church? Through you. Through His people. This is where it usually gets real quiet. God provides through His people. The great news is we have all the funds necessary, needed, to fulfill our mission. But the bad news is you're holding on to it. And yes, we're going to go there. Pastor, this sermon was great until you started talking about money, especially my money. But how many of you truly understand that ministry takes money? Let me see your hands. And how many of you truly understand where that money comes from? Let me see your hands. It comes through your giving. See, God's vision and our mission is financed on your giving. So what we do and where we go will depend on our investment individually and as a church to the mission and God's vision for us. We have to be invested in God's vision of taking this city. And in order to take, we have to give, if you know what I mean. And in order to reach, we have to reach deep, if you know what I mean. We have to be invested in the mission. Someone invested in the chairs that you're sitting in right now. In fact, two people invested in all these chairs. And if those two people didn't invest, you might be sitting on the floor or standing up. Yeah. If I could get everyone to stand, I'm going to wrap this up. But really, why I wanted you to stand is so that you could dig deep. No, relax. We're not taking up an offering. But we want you to understand your importance to the investment of God's vision and our mission as a church. We have to be invested in the mission. Someone invested in the children building, the children's buildings that your children are learning about God in right now. Someone invested in this building that we're worshiping in, that we meet in right now. Someone invested. And some of you are invested. Some of you are invested in the mission, but many of you are not invested yet. Notice I said yet. In order to fulfill our mission, we have to be invested. The vision and the mission will always be financed on your giving. So how far we go is how far you give. How far we reach is how far you reach. And I know it's always hard to hear the pastor talk about money. That's all they want is my money. But we have to understand, in order to go forward, we have to be invested. What you're invested in, you care about. You follow. You support. You put your whole heart into it. The Bible says where your treasure is, there your heart is. The Bible also says we reap what we sow. So we can't outgive God. We can't ever outgive God. Some of you need to take a risk and start tithing. Start giving. Maybe that's your next step. Let's go to Romans 9:17, and I'll stop talking about money. Y'all getting too uncomfortable. For Scripture says to Pharaoh, I raised you up for this very purpose, that I might display my power in you and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. But see, we're not talking about Pharaoh today, are we? We're talking about Moses. We're talking about you. We're talking about me. We're talking about Crossroads. Not only does this verse speak of Pharaoh, but it speaks of Moses. Think about it. For this very purpose, Moses, I raised you up in Egypt, so that one day you would deliver my people out of Egypt. For this very purpose, Moses, I raised you up so that my power might be proclaimed in you and through you, so that ultimately my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. See, this verse is for you. This verse is for me. This verse is for Crossroads. For this very purpose, Joseph, I brought you up from the south to the winter wonderland to freeze your off. For this very purpose, Joseph, I brought you here for such a time as this. So that my power might be shown in you and through you. For this purpose I brought you here, Isaac, so that my power might be displayed in you and through you, and so that ultimately my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. See, the Bible says that the name of Jesus, every knee will, and every tongue will, confess that He is Lord of all. See, at the name of Jesus, this city will be reached. The name of Jesus, we will take this city by faith. At the name of Jesus, we will take the surrounding cities, and we will turn this place upside down for
Jesus.
Thank you. See, this vision that I cast before you today is huge. It's big. It's going to have to be received through eyes of faith. No doubting Thomas is in the house. We have to look through eyes of faith. And so I'm casting this vision to dreamers, to investors, to people of faith. Are you a dreamer? Are you an investor? Are you people of faith? See, this vision is huge, but it's bigger than us. It goes beyond these four walls. It's big because it comes from God. God doesn't do small things. God wants to do something big through Crossroads. God will do something big in the days ahead. So I'm asking you, will you catch the vision? Can you say with all your heart and soul, Mission Possible? We're going to take this city, Joseph. We're going to go out into the highways and the byways. We're going to do what we're called to do. We're going to reach the lost. We're going to go to the broken. We're going to rescue those who need to be rescued. We're not going to sit silent any longer. We're not just going to stay in the huddle, but we're going to go. How many of you will say Mission Possible? So by faith right now, say Mission Possible. Come on, one more time. By faith, Mission Possible.